Today's shir is a Masechta Ksubis on Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin at the end of the second last line on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis with the words Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have taught in a Brisa. We're going to begin one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei Hakala. How does one, the simple translation, how does one dance in front of the kala? Rashi tells us. It means ma oimrim lefanel. What do we say in front of her? As the Marsha explains, that they used to sing praises of the kala at the time of the dancing. And the Gemara wants to know exactly what was said at that time. And we have a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai say, Kala Kamoi Shehi, as we turn to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, a Kala Kamoi Shehi, U Beis Hillel Oimrim, Kala No V'chasuda. Before we explain exactly what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are saying, I would just like to mention Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Hashem Yinkam Damav in the Kibbutz Shurim says that from our Gemara it would seem that there is a mitzvah to be Mesameach, the Kala. Rabbi Chanan says, however, that the actual mitzvah is not simchas chasen v'kala. The actual mitzvah is simchas chasen, because he's the one who's commanded with the mitzvah of pruervu, and the woman is not. And the way that one is mesameach the chasen is by saying praises about the kala, which is mishabeach the kala in the eyes of the chasen, and it gives him more fervor, more cheshik for the mitzvah. So, but really, we're being mesameach the chasen. This is the opinion of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. However, in the Sefer Birchas Avram, he brings down that from the words of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Simon Samach Hei Sif Aleph, it would seem to be not like that, because the Mechaber says, Mitzvah l'sameach chasen v'kala, ul'raked l'fneihem v'loimer shehi noa v'chasuda. So it's mashma from the Mechaber that the mitzvah is to be mesameach both the chasen and the kala. And the Birchas Avram says that what Rabbi Chanan suggests, that the inyan of simchas chasen is totally in the mitzvah of purvu. So he asked, it would come out that a woman who is impossible for to have children, or a man who has already been mekayim, the mitzvah of purvu would come out, there would be no inyan of rikudim, no inyan to be mesameach, and that seems to be very difficult to accept, and therefore it's a tzorchian on the words of Rabbi Chanan. Beis Shammai, as we mentioned, says, kala kamoi shehi, a kala the way she is, and Beis Hillel says, kala no v'chasuda, a beautiful kala and a charming kala. Let us see what Rashi says. According to Beis Shammai, you say exactly what her beauty or her chashivas is. On the other hand, according to Beis Hillel, she is a chasuda, she has charm. There is a charm that rests upon her, and as the Mefarshim point out, even someone ugly, like according to one opinion, Esther was Yerakarak, she was green, and she was not beautiful at all, according to that opinion, the Gemara and Megillah, but yet there was Chut Shel Chesed that was Moshech Aleha, and she had charm, and as the Megillah says, Esther Naisas Chein Bein Ekol Royel. So it is possible to be a chasuda even though one is not beautiful. Let us see the top Tosfos. The Ramaschal Kala says Tosfos, Ve'im yesh ba mum yishtaku, v'lo yishabku. According to Beis Shammai, if she has a mum, you keep quiet and you say nothing. You don't praise her. You don't say that she's ugly, of course, but you say nothing. Inami, according to Beis Shammai, yishabchu bedover no sheyesh ba, kagoyim be'eneo, be'yodeo. You find something nice about her. She has beautiful eyes, beautiful hands. Im heim yafois, if they're beautiful, because Beis Shammai, as we're going to see from the next piece of Gemara, goes very strictly with saying the emes and not saying any sheker. However, Ubeis Hillel Oimrim continues Toises, Yishapchu Legamri, You should say in general that she is beautiful. Why? Why don't you use Beis Shammai's approach of just praising what is actually beautiful? If you're only going to point out what's beautiful about her, everybody will understand that only her eyes are beautiful. Everything else about her is not. And according to Beis Hillel, that is not the proper way to go. Let us continue the Gemara further. Amar len Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Harei shehoyseh chigeres hesuma, if this woman was lame, or she was blind, oimrim lo kalanav chasuda, are you telling me, Beis Hillel, that on this, such a kala we're going to say, oh, she's beautiful and she's full of charm? But that's not true. It's a sheker. V'atar amar medvar sheker tichag. The Torah says you have to go away from sheker. Amar len Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai, "L'divreichem, according to your words, Misha lakach mekakwa min ashuk. If somebody took a bad object, he bought something bad in the marketplace. Yishab chenabeinav or yiganenabeinav. What would you say? Should you praise it in his eyes, or should you say that call it the way it is? That he bought a lemon, for example, as a used car. He got a lemon. What should you tell him? Heavy oimer." We would say, you should say, Yishab Chenabeinov, that you should praise him with his bad purchase. So the same thing over here, if he got the lemon, you should praise it. Mikan Amru Chacham, Rashi says, from the words of Beis Hillel, that they said to Beis Shammai, should you praise or not? And the answer is, yes, you should praise. From here to Chachamim learned out, La'olam te'daita shalotim u'revesim abriyas. A person's das should always be connected with other people. Rashi says, lasis l'ish v'ish k'tzayne, to do a nachas ruch to each person. If somebody bought a lemon, he doesn't want to hear about it. So what's the nachas ruch that you could do to that person? To tell him how wonderful the purchase that he made is. Now, let us first learn the Tosfos here, the second one, Yishab Chenabeinav, Yiganenabeinav, Beis Shammai Savri, Afal Gad Yishab Chenabeinav, Beis Shammai's Moida, in the case when you bought a bad thing from the marketplace, you should praise that person with his purchase. But Ein Lem L'Chachomim L'Sakein, L'Haskik Loimer Sheker, Dat Torah Amra Midvar Sheker Tichot. Beis Shammai holds that the Kates of Meraktin Lifnei Akala, that the Chazal should institute a takana of what exactly to say in front of Akala when you're praising her, and to institute a sheker, that so far we shouldn't go. In the case of a Mekach, where it's not an institution of Chazal, what to say. So, ain't a chanami there. If the guy wants to mishabech, fine. But Kates of Meraktim of Ne'akal, to make a takana, this is what at every chasna you should do. That Beis Shammai said, that's going too far. It's a dvar sheker. You shouldn't do it. Now, there's a few diukim here. One diuk is the word yishabchenu be'enov, or yiganenu be'enov. What's be'enov? Yishabchenu or yiganenu. So the Marsha explains that since there's a halacha that asur l'kadosh isha ad she'irena, that you have to see the woman before you marry her, so he saw her already. So whatever you think is ugly about the kala, he saw that, and apparently beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. He feels that she looks beautiful. So if so, in the same with a mekach. Ein echanami, for example, the base Aaron says that if you can go back to Macy's and return the object because there's a defect in it, there's a mum, which perhaps the purchaser wasn't aware of, the Ein Echanami, then there's a mitzvah to tell him, listen, you got a lemon which you can get your money back for, go back and get a refund. But in a case where it's something obvious what the problem is, and the person saw it, so be'enov, what should you do? Yishabchena be'enov, yiganenu be'enov. So the Marsha says you're not saying a sheker, because if you married her and you saw her, obviously to you it's not ugly. Memela then says Beis Hillel, lavada, you should be mishabeach. The Ritva says b'chlal, that you're allowed to be, we know the Gemara says in Yevamos, that you're allowed to be Mishanim Ipnei HaShalom. So therefore he considers it no problem, according to Beis Hillel, either of Sheker. The Prisha says that when you say Kalanav Chasuda, who says you're speaking about the physical attributes? You're speaking this ugly kala, but she's a nova chasuda b'maseah. In her actions, she's a balas chesed, she's a tsanua. That's what you mean. And in fact, Meforshim point out that this fits in, will really connect the Ritva with the Prisha together. According to what the Aruch Lener says in Yevamos, that when we say you're allowed to lie mipnei Hashalom, it doesn't mean an open red lie. It means something that can be interpreted in two ways. So you can say it meaning the positive way, like here. That you kala nova chasuda could mean the physical, but it could also mean the spiritual. And on the maaseh, it is emes what you're saying. Memela, that you're allowed to be mishanim b'nei Hashem. You're allowed to say she's nova chasuda. Whoever thinks you're referring to physical, let it be. In that sense, you're saying a shtikl sheker mipnei Hashem. You're not saying a red light. What you really mean is what the Prisha says, that it's nova b'maaseh. There's a beautiful Rishash over here. The Rishash says, I heard a pshat on this Gemara, Gevaldik pshat. Because the Rishash says there's two words here that are extra. What does Beis Hillel mean when they say to Beis Shammai, Lidivreichem, according to your words? They should have just said, Amrulem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Misha Lakach Mekach Ra. What's Lidivreichem? Second diuk, what's Minashuk? Misha Lakach Mekach Ra, Yishabchenu, Oyigananu. So the Rishash says that the Pshat he heard is as follows, that this is telling the Machloikas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in Gittin Daf Tzadik. The shaila over there is, when are you allowed to divorce a woman? So Beis Shammai Shita is that you're allowed to divorce only for a Dvar Erva. Beis Hillel Shita is that you're allowed to divorce even if Hikdicha Tafshiloi, if she burnt the stake. For that alone, you're allowed to divorce her. Says Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if somebody buys an ashuk, means by ashuk, I'm open marketplace, the person is here today, gone tomorrow. It's not Macy's. By Macy's, you go back, there's something wrong, you get a refund. Here, you go back tomorrow, you're not going to find the person that you bought it from. So that's what Beis Hillel is saying to Beis Shammai. Lidivreichem, according to what you say in Gittin Daf Tzadik, that you can only divorce a woman, if Matzubo Dvar Erva, but not for any petty reason, if so, it means that he's stuck with her. Just like the person who's buying Menashuk, he's stuck with it. So if he's stuck with it, there's no talus. If there be a talus, like the Bircha, like the Beis Aaron says, Avad, it's a mitzvah to point out, go ahead and bring it back to Macy's and get a refund. But here, it's Menashuk, it's not going to accomplish anything. So, L'divreichem, according to you, what should you do? Avad, do a nachas ruch. He's stuck with her anyway, he can't divorce her. Zokti Yalkud Gershuni, Einachanami, what about according to Beis Hillel themselves, who say that you're allowed to divorce her even for Higdicha Tafshiloi? He's not stuck with her. Beis Hillel holds that you have to say a sheker, or you have to be Mishani here, like we learned from the Ritva, Mipnei Hashalom. Because if you're not going to say she's Nova Chasuda, Einachanami, next time she burns the cholin, he'll divorce her. So you want to bring chain into the husband's eyes of his wife, that the next time that she does something petty wrong, he won't come to divorce her. So according to Beis Shammai L'divreichem, you should say a sheker because he's stuck with her. According to Beis Hillel, you should say a sheker because you're Meshaneh Mipnei Hasholem. Continues the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Dimi, Omar Hachi Mashri Kamekal Asa Marava. Rav Dimi said this is how they used to sing in front of a kala when they were dancing in Eretz Yisrael in the West. Like Chal, she doesn't have any eye makeup, Loistrak, she has no blush, as Rashi says over here, that Srak is Tseva Hama'adim Es Aponim, V'loi Pircha, she has no braids, and yet V'yal Es Chein. The Gemara is bringing this, as the Marsha explains, that a woman could have no makeup on, and somebody else may consider her not attractive, and yet it's possible V'yal Es Chein. So again, Be'enov, if he accepted her, as the Marsha L'shitasa is saying, we can consider that even though it may look to some people not appealing, to this person it's Yal Eschein. Ki samchu rabbonan le Rabbi Zeira, when Rabbonan gave smicha to Rabbi Zeira, shor le hocha, they sang the same song, like Chal, like Srak, like Pirchas V'Aschein. Now, obviously, they meant it as a mushal. He didn't wear, a person of his stature, a man, would not wear any cosmetics. Well, the Yad Raman Sanhedrin says that it means that even though he didn't wear, it's just a mushal. Even, they used the same phrase that was sung at Chasnas. Even though he doesn't have any beautiful clothing on him, to make him handsome, but the Maisim Noim of Rab Zeira, that was his levush that was malachain in the eyes of the beholder. Continues the Gemara, Kisomcha Rabban al Rab Ami Rab Asi, when they gave smich to Rab Ami Rab Asi, Shor Lehachi, they sang the following, Kol Min Dein V'Chol Min Dein. Anyone who is similar to these two, to Rab Ami and Rab Asi, Smucha Lano, we will give smicha to, but if they're not of their stature, we won't. We will not give smicha to sarmisen. Rashi says, those who learn halachas behepach taimeyan, they distort the halachas, the opposite of their real reason. Veloimen sarmiten, Rashi says, loshen sam retutin, which means rags. In other words, just like rags do not cover a person, the reasons that they say in halacha do not cover the halachas that they're stating. And continues the Gemara, Va'amri lo, and some say, lo min chamisin, not from those who have fives. What does that mean? So Rashi says, who say a fifth of the reason, on the side, the Masar Shashas brings down from the Orach, that those who learn only a fifth of the Masachta. So this tells us that it's important to finish a whole Masechta, not just to learn a fifth of it. And then he brings down Rashi and Sanhedrin, that learns this word has to do with Chamsin. Chamsin means they hold back the reasons of the Torah, like someone who forces you to sell something. So here also they are forcing not to give you over. They're like stealing from you. They're chamas. They're stealing from you the reasons of the Torah. We don't give smicha to such people. V'loi min turmisin, Rashi says, lo yisparish. He doesn't know pshat in the word turmisin, but in the parentheses, it brings down that the pshat is anoshim reikonim, and the Masar Shashas on the sides changes the girsa to tulmusin, and he brings a targum that means Adam Belial, again, empty people. We don't give low people smicha, only distinguished rabbanim. Rav Avua Kaviyasim Misifta, Lebe Kesa, since we're speaking about what was sung to Talmidei Chachamim at the time when they got smicha, the Gemara gives a similar story. When Rav Avua came from the Misifta, Rashi says that's the Beis HaMedrash, Lebe Kesa to the palace of the Caesar, Nafka Amasa, the maid of the Caesar, went, the Bei Kesa, she went out, Lape to greet him, Umesharen Lehoki, she would sing to him as follows, Rabbe Da Ame, Rashi says, Nasi Bamoi, the prince of his people, Medabur Nadumse, the leader of his people, but the dinara, the light shines, radiates from his face. As Rashi brings down the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Shufri the Rav Avua, Me'ain Shufri the Rabbi Yochanan. We know that Rabbi Yochanan was from the remnants of the beauty, those beautiful people of Yerushalayim. So Rav Avua had some of the shine of Rabbi Yochanan. Brich Messiah L'Sholem, Rashi translates, Boruch by Achel L'Sholem. So we see how this maid gave these compliments to Rav Avua. Amru Allah of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the Gemara goes back now to the inyan of dancing in front of a kala. They said, concerning Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Shehoya Naitel Bachel Hadas, he would take a branch of a myrtle, Umarakel of Neakala, and he would dance in front of the kala, Vo'imer, and he would say, Kala no v'chasuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Marakel at plus, he would dance with three. Rashi says the pshat, he would have three branches of myrtles in his hand, and he would throw up one, and he would receive the other. In other words, he was a juggler. The Marsho has three kashas on Rashi. Kasha number one, we find the Gemara in Sukkah Dafnut Gimel concerning Simchas Beis HaSheva. The Gemara says that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel used to take eight avukos, eight torches, and he would throw the eight in the air, and he would juggle them. And what's the lashon of the Gemara? Natal ches avukos v'zarek echad v'naitel echad. So if Rashi says that that's what Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak was doing as well, why didn't the Gemara say merakeid and he was naitel echad Zayrik echad u'makabel, Zayrik achas u'makabelach. The Gemara doesn't say that. But by the juggling of Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara does explicitly explain that. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, what is Reb Zeira's problem? Let's see the next line of Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira, kamachsiv lana saba. The old man, the elder, he is embarrassing us. So Rashi explains, he's mezalzel b'kavod talmid chachamim v'noye kalus roish ba'atzma. He's acting like a fool by doing that. Rav Shimon Gamliel did it by the simple space shave, and no, Rav Zeira didn't object over there. So why is he only objecting over here? And a third kasha, according to Rashi, it should be merake bitlas. What does atlas mean? Bitlas means with three, he was juggling three. Therefore, the Marshal learns a whole different shot. He was merakeid a ratio of 1 to 3. In other words, what three other dancers could do, he was able to do one by himself. And that's what Reb Zeira was saying. Amar Reb Zeira, kamachsiv lan saba. We are youngsters compared to Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. He's an old man. And yet, when it came to dancing in front of the Kala, he was able to dance a ratio of 1 to 3. What three youngsters could do, he was able to do by himself. So he embarrassed us. We should be able to dance better than him. He danced better than us. That's the Marsha's pshat in the Gemara here. Kinach nafshei, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was nifter, when he passed away, ifsig amuda denura ben didei l'kliyama, there was a pillar of fire that made a separation between him and the rest of the world. Ugemirian, we have a Kabbalah, delay ifsig amuda denura, there is no separation of a pillar of light, ela ilachad bedor, unless the person who is being separated is the Gadol Hador, the greatest person living at that time, e Latrebador, or his second best person. But in other words, it shows that Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was a very great man. Amar Reb Zeira, says Reb Zeira, Ahanya Le Shutise, the branch of the myrtle which he used in Mesameya Chasavikala, that gave him this exalted position that he was either the greatest of the generation or second. Ahanya le shutise le saba. Va'amri la, not shutise, but shtuse le saba, as Rashi says, that he acted like kishaita, shayim esna kishaita. Va'amri la shitse le saba, as Rashi says, shitosayum in hagai. His derech, that he used to do this, that's what gave him this exalted position. Frank Tysus in the third Tysus on the Amid, in the middle of the Tysus, Vim Taimar, Uminole de Bishril Kain Zach. How do we know it's because of this? Maybe he was the Gadol Hador in learning in Maisim Toivim. Tysus answers, V'yesh Larmid, Amudinara, Hayakain Shib Shadados. It looked like the branch of a myrtle, and that's why everybody knew that had something to do with his juggling, according to Rashi, or dancing so much, like three people, according to the Marsha, in front of the Kala, with the myrtle. That's what gave him this exalted position, because it looked like a myrtle, the fire. Rav Acha Markav Kasve Umarake. Rav Acha took the kala on his shoulders and he used to dance with her. Amri le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said to Rav Acha, Anan ma'olam evadachi, what about us? Should we do the same thing? Amar lehu, he answered them, Idam in alacha kivich shura, if she is on you like a beam, like a piece of wood. In other words, Rashi explains, you have no hirurim when you're carrying her on your shoulders. Lechai, fine. V'loi, but if you do have hirurim when you're carrying her on your shoulders, loi, then you're not allowed to do it. You're allowed to gaze and meditate in the face of a kala all 7 days of Sheva Brachas. You will enhance Shalom Bayis. You will make her more beloved on her husband. As Rashi explains, when he says everybody he sees, everybody is staring at his wife, so that causes him to have her beauty enter his heart, so you are enhancing the Shalom Bayis. The less Hilchikas of a Seid, Allah is not like this. You're not, even during the Sheva Brachas, just like you're not allowed to be mistakel at any other woman, you're not allowed to be mistakel at the Kala either. Now, there's a very interesting ritva. It's the last ritva in Masechta Kedushin. And the Gemara there is speaking about in Yanim of Yichud, says the ritva, Chayshishim Mishim Yichud, HaKol Lefidas Yerushimayim. it depends on the Yerushimayim of the person. V'chein hilchasa, da'kol kefi ma'ashara makar ba'atzmoy. Imroi lo'y lasis harchoka li'yitzroi oiseh. Va'filu l'stakel bebigdei tzivoynin shal isha osir. K'nisim sechle avazar. You're not even allowed to stare at the colored clothing of a woman. V'im makar ba'atzmoy she'yitzroi nichna v'kof of loy. If someone recognizes on himself that he has control over his yitzroi, v'ein ma'latuna klal, and he is not going to get any hearer about this woman. Mutuloy listakal, he's allowed to gaze at the woman. Uladaber ima erva, and to speak with the erva. Velishol b'shalom eishazish, and to ask about an eishazish, as to her welfare. Vahainu ahid Rabbi Yochanan, the yosef ashar tefila v'lechai sheyetzara. How was Rabbi Yochanan able to sit by the mikveh, as the women went to the mikveh, and they would stare at Rabbi Yochanan's beauty, and that would help them have beautiful children. Why wasn't Rabbi Yochanan worried that he himself would have hirhurim about these women? But apparently he knew his madrega that he would not have. And he says, our gemara, v'rab ami denafkalei amsa de bekeser, that the amsa de bekeser went out and was complimenting him. Why wasn't he worried about hirhurim? The common rabbanon the mishtoi bahari hanem matronisa, and many rabbanon they used to talk to these matrons. Why weren't they worried about Yehurim? And then finally, argamor hearing subis. V'rab ada ba'ava she'omer b'ksubis the naked kala kaspe v'rokid bo v'loy chayish l'hura mitaima damorin. Ella Shane Roy Lahokabazel Lachosid Gottel Shemakabi Yitzroy. Our Gemara, Rabbi Rabbi was able to do it. It was like a beam. He knew that he would have absolutely no hirhurim with having the kala on his shoulders. V'loy kol Tamat Chacham Boitchim Yitzrayin. Not every Tamat Chacham could be Boteach in his Yitzir, as he brings the Gemara's at the end of Kedushin, where even the Gemara has a story with Rabbi Amnon Chasida. He was a chassid, and yet he was going to do a terrible avera. Va'ashrei misha goyver al yitzrei va'amoloi v'um nasri b'toyra, shedivrei toyra omdunoi l'adam b'yaldusoi v'noisunoi achris v'sikva le'signusoi shenemar oy jenuvim b'seva d'shem v'adam yu v'chein yehi ratzon. That's the concluding words of the Ritvah Masechta Kedushin. So of course, this, to us, b'zman hazeh, it's not negeya, it's only such a great tzaddik, as we have here in the Gemara, Rav Acha, that was Mark of Law Akasre. He brings it in the name of Rav Ada Ba'aba. Interesting. Okay. Maybe there's a mistake there. We have to, good Ha'ara, we have to be eyeing in that. Now, also, the Rosh here asked the Kasha. The Rosh says, if you can't be mistakel at a kala kol shiva, how do we have in our Mishnah that one of the signs of a psula is that she went out with Hinuma, she went out with her veil. How could you be looking at the veil of the kala? So he gives two truths, and one teretz is that you're not looking in the chlam, you're not looking at her face, you're looking at her veil, and everyone knows that particular veil belongs to that woman. Or he says a chilek between histaklus and ria. That in other words, ria means a very quick glance. Histaklus means that you're meditating, you're really focusing on it. That is what is prohibited. And we find in the Shulchan Aruch says in the Chanami that even to a kala l'chaval bailo, you're not allowed to be mistakel in her face. The Rama says you could look at her hair, roisha perua, that we had in our Mishnah, or tachshitin. And the Orach HaShulchan adds the same chilek we had before, that it's only Ria, but histaklus is always usher, as we saw in the Ritva, that it's usher l'histakel b'bigdei tzivoinin of a woman. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, the Rabbanan taught us, Mavirnes Ames Bofnei HaKala. What happens if you have a traffic jam? You have one group that's going out, Rachmana Litzlan, with a mace. The other group is going with Simchas Chasav HaKala, bringing the Kala, Rashi says, she's going from the house of her father to the Chasana. So who gets the right of way? And you don't want the people to get mixed up one group with the other. So the halacha is that you put the mace on the side, and the kala gets the right of way. V'zeb v'zeb mufnei melech Yisrael, and both of them are kala and a mace, they have to stay on the side, and the melech gets the right of way. Amru olav al grivus hamelech, they said concerning a grivus hamelech, sha'avrim mufnei hakala, that he went to the side in front of the kala. V'shapchu chacham de chacham and praised him. So the Gemara asks, in other words, the Chayra, Tosis points out, even though Agrivus wasn't a real king, they used to give him honor of a king. So in other words, Agrivus, who was treated like a king, did something beyond the call of duty. He really had the right away, and he let the caller go first. Ask the Gemara, Shapchu, if the Chachamim praised him, Achlal de Shaparavit, he did correctly. Va'amar Ravashi, Ravashi stated in Masechta Kedushin, Afil Mandi Amar, even according to the Mandi Amar, who says, Nasi Shemachal Kvaydi, Kvaydi Machal, that if a Nasi is Mochal on his honor, he is allowed to do so, but Melech Shemachal Kvaydi and Kvaydi Machal, a king can never be Mochal on his honor. How do we learn it from a Pasuk? Domer Mar, Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech. As Rashi says, there are many simos here. Som tosum, place upon yourself a king. Why does it repeat placing? It's coming to tell us you always have to place. Shetei Moser Alecha. You have to have the fear of the king upon you, and therefore the king is not allowed to be Michael on his covenant. So how could the Chacham praise Agrivus, who, as Tosfos points out, was treated like a malach? Mel Shemachal Kvaydi and Kvaydi Machal. He's not allowed to be Michael. So Lechayra Agrivus did something wrong by letting the Kala pass. The Gemara answers, Prashas Racham Havoy. They were at a crossroads. So Rashi explains that he went on his side as if he was planning to go to the side all the way, all the time. It wasn't that the two groups met in the middle of a street and one had to go to the side and let the other pass. But rather, they were at a fork in the road. So instead of making a problem for the Kala to move over and let the king go in front, the king went to the other road, and it appeared that's what he wanted to do to begin with. So he was able to give the Kala her day, and yet nobody sensed that he was in any way cheapening the Malchus. And Memela, that was permitted. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in a Braisa. Mevatlin Tamatar Loitzai Sameis. If there's a Shaila of learning or being Isaac in the Kvura of a Mace, we stop learning and we're Isaac in the Hoitzai Sameis. Ula Achnasas Kala, Anachnas Kala. Toysis, the second last Toysis, Divya Maskal Mevatlin asks, Kasha, the Mehilchas Deir Cheretz, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Tchilis Tashmi Shaila Fnei Chachamim. When I was serving the Chachamim, Pamach, so Yisim Alf Baderech, I once went on the way. Umatsasi Mace Mitz. And I was Isaac with the Meis Mitzvah for 4 milin. Until I brought him to a cemetery. And I buried him. When I came back and told the story over to Rabbi Lezer Bishua, Amruli, they told me, every step that you took with that mace, it's like you killed someone. So what's Tosis asking? Tosis thinks that what it means is, you should have been learning. What are you being Isaac in a mace? You should have been learning. I, the Gemara here says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Loitzos HaMace. V'yesh Leimer answers Tosfos, no. Dasam Lav Mishum Bittul Torah. There it's not because Rabbi Akiva is Mevatlin Torah. If the whole issue was Bittul Torah, of course you're Mevatlin Torah for a mace, like our Gemara says. Al Mishum to make Smitzvah, Kanam Karma. There was a mace that had no one who was busy to bury the mace. And the halach is a mace mitzvah you have to bury on the spot. So what are you taking 4 milim to the basic forest? That was what Rabbi Akiva did wrong. And that seems to be the pshat of Masechta Smachas, the Karmar. The Gemara states there, mace mitzvah kanam kaimai. So we see clearly from that Gemara there in Masechta Smachas that Rabbi Akiva's story is brought in connection with the halacha that Meis Mitzvah Kanam Kami. That was the mistake of Rabbi Akiva. There, as the Gemara says, he was being mishamesh Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua. So they told him, Einachanami bit. Tyra, your Mevatl Tyra for Itzos Amaze. But you weren't Isaac just in Tyra. You were Isaac in Shimish Tamil Chachamim. And if you help a Tamil Chachamim, as Rabbi Akiva Eger points out here, we learned this in the Gemara and Brachas of Zion Amid Beis from Elisha and Elio. It says about Elisha, here is Elisha who poured water on the hands of Elio. Why doesn't it say, here's Elisha who learned Tyra from Elio? Elamai we see, Gadol Shimusha, Yaistum Lamudai. So the mistake of of Rabbi Akiva was that he was mevatel shimush tamid chachamim. That you're not supposed to mevatel even in front of a mace, but limudat Torah alone, you are mevatel in front of a mace. And as our Gemara says, ulachnas is kalam. Continues the Gemara, we're up to the second wide line at the bottom. Omra lova Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Shoy mevatel tamid Torah loy tzos hameis lachnas is kalam. That he was mevatel Torah for tzos hameis and achnas is kalam. Bamed vormam word, the Gemara says, when do you do this? Kishayni mykal tzarkai. When the mace does not have enough people to be Isaac in his kvura. Avayesh mykal tzarkai. But if he has enough people to be Isaac in the kvura, then you are not mevatel. Vekama kal tzarkai. How much is enough? Om Rabbi Shmuel bar ini mishmei derav. Tracer alfi gavri 12,000 men, vishito alfi shipurei, and another 6,000 who are announcing, as Rashi explains, with a shofar. They're blowing, the siren is blowing, announcing that there's a mace here that everybody should go out. So according to this first shita, according to Rav, you need 18,000 people, and then you are not mevatel Torah if there's 18,000. The Amri law, some say, Tlaser Alfi Gavri, or the Mesoris HaShas here in Ois Ches has Tracer, it's again 12. Our Gears is 13, Tlaser. Uminayu Shit Alfi Shipuri. The ones who blow the Shofar are 6,000 of the 12 or of the 13. Ulo Amr, Kigoyim, the Chaitzi Gavri Me Avula, Vad Sichra. You have enough people from the gate of the city who are forming a line until the kever. Then, if you have that amount, you're not Mevatel Torah. If you have less than that amount, you're Mevatel Torah. Rav Sheshes, and Ve'item, as some say, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Netilasa Kinesinasa. As Rashi explains, third last line of Rashi, Hainu Kishemes V'tamud Ebatel. When the Torah is being taken away, in other words, when the person dies and there's no more Torah, that is equivalent to the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Man is Sinai's Meshishim River, just like the giving of the Torah was with 600,000 people, after the Tilasa, when the Torah now is being taken away from this person, Meshishim River with 600,000. That's how many you need. Vahani Mili says the Gemara Laman Dekori, to a person who, Rashi says Mikra, who learned Chumash, Vitani, and he learned Mishnah, as we turn to Daf Yedzayim on base, Avul Amanda Masni, but someone, as Rashi puts in the word Lacherim, somebody who teaches others, less lay shira, there is no shir. Rashi and Tosfos both bring from the Shultes Rabbi Choy that from here we can learn out that if someone did not learn Chumash and did not learn Mishnah, Ein Mevatlim in Yeshlam is Askim Kedei Kvur. All you need is enough people to be Isaac in the Kvura, which the Mechaber says is a minion of 10 people. So Memela, we have 3 Madregas. A person who unfortunately was an Am Oretz, he's only cried, you need a minion to be Isaac in the Kvura. A person who learned Chumash and Mishnayis, so he gets up to 600,000. A person who taught others, there is no shear. Continues the Gemara explaining our Mishnah, Ve'im Yesh Edim Shatzu Binuma, the Mishnah said, that if there were Edim that this woman went out when she got married with Hinuma or with Roshay Perua, then it's a sign that she was a Psula and her Ksuba will be $200. My Hinuma, what is a Hinuma? Surcha Bar Popish Mediziri Amar Tenura Dasa. As Rashi explains, it's a round chuppah, a round canopy of myrtle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Karisa Kalosa. It is a veil which the kala falls asleep in. As Rashi says, as we do in our place, that the kala wears a veil. And this veil, says Rashi, you can't see her eyes. So while she has the veil, I don't know if this happens under the chuppah itself, but it can happen that she chaps a dremel. Nobody's looking at her. She doesn't see anybody. Nobody sees her. Her eyes are not revealed, so she falls asleep. So Rashi says the word hinuma comes from the word tenuma, sleeping. So it's a veil that she wears, and she could fall, take a little nap under the veil, and if they saw her wearing that at the chasna, that's a sign, a simon, that she, in fact, the Edom are telling us that she is a besula. Continues the Gemara explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Koimer, and the lashon of the Mishnah is, af chilek kloyos, even giving out the fresh ears of grain, which were dried in an oven. And they were sweet, and they were given to the children at the chasna of a psula. So it comes out from our Mishnah, we have 3 simonim. Either the hinuma, whatever the pshat in hinuma was, or her hair is revealed, or Rabbi Yochanan Breika's siman of the toasted fresh, parched fresh ears of grain. Tana, Biuda, Raya, as Rashi says, all these three things that were mentioned in the Mishnah are Raya and Yehuda, because they used to do these things in Yehuda at a chasna of Apsula. Frey the Gemara, Bavol Mai, what is the siman of Apsula in a Bavol? Amar Rav, Rav said, Dar Duge de Mishcha. Aresh the Rabbanon. The women used to smear oil on top of the heads of the Rabbanon. Amar Le Rapapa Labaya, said Rapapa Labaya, Mishcha de Chafifusa Kamamar. Are you speaking about shampoo? So Rashi says, this is shampoo that had psalmim in it, had good spices in it, and it's made for shampoo. What are you saying? All the Rabbanan have dandruff and they need shampoo, and that's what they used to do at the chasna? That's how Rashi learns. The Chasam Sofer says a different pshat. The Chasam Sofer says that there were two chedushim in this. One was that women did it. Imagine women going over to the great, the Talmidei Chachamim and smearing oil in their head. So number one, the Chachamim didn't need the oil. So that was a chiddush itself. Number two, who did it? The women. When this was done at the time of chasna, everybody remembered, oh, that chasna, she was a psula, because I remember that the women were smearing the oil in the head. Freaked Rapapa to Abaya, according to the Pshat of Sam Seifer. Mishka the Chafus Kamar. Are you telling me the whole sign was shampoo? What happens if a Talmud Chacham walked in and he had shampoo on his head, so he could be walking at the chasna of an almana? And according to you, this would be a simon that she's a psula. How could that be a simon? So now the Gemara answers, we're learning with the Pshat of the Chasam Sofer, Amrle, Yasma, as Rashi explains, you Yasim from the Minig. Loy Avdulach Imach Darduge Mishcha Resh Rabbanim B'Shas Maisa. During B'Shas Maisa, your chasna, your mother didn't smear the heads of the Talmidei Chachamim? It says the Chasam Sofer, what's the Pshat? The Chasam Sofer says, they're two chedushim. One is that they did it b'shas ma'isa, they smeared in, and who did it? The women did it. So he's saying that it's not enough that somebody walked in, that nobody would take as a simon. The simon was that at the time of the chasna, women would be doing this b'shas ma'isa at the chasna. That's what people remembered. If they saw somebody walked in with shiny hair indicating that he had shampoo in his hair, of course that wasn't a sign. But when they would see women actually doing it, and he said, your mother didn't do it b'shas ma'isa, that's the simon that I mean that proves that she was a psula. There was a certain Talmud Chacham, the Asik Lelebrei. He was busy arranging for the chasna of his son, Bei Rabba Bara Ula, with one of the girls from the household of Rabba Bara Ula, Va'amrila, and some say the opposite. Rabba Bara Ula, Yasik Lelebrei, he was also with his son, Bei Ahumar Rabbanan, taking a girl from that Rav, and Vidardig Mishcha Reish Rabbanan, Mishcha Asmaisa. What happened? They smeared oil at the heads of the Chacham at the time of the chasna. That is the simon of, in Bavel, of a Besula. Freid Gemara Amr Tomai. What's the simon that they used to do by a almana, a widow? Tanoi Rabbi Yosef Amr Toles La Kisni. The simon of by an almana was that she didn't have kisni. Rashi says kisni are the kloyos. In other words, by a psula there were kloyos, and by an almana there were not kloyos. So people knew that in fact she is an almana and not a psula. Now the Gemara is going to explain the last part of our Mishnah. We learned Umoid Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mil Chaveri. We had on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara explained that this part of the Mishnah is referring back to the first parak. It's referring back to the first of the four machlokas in between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar versus Rabbi Yeshua. And this is the case where the woman was Nansa. She was raped. And the husband says that it happened before the Erisin. And therefore, either he owes her only $100 or he owes her nothing, depending if whether you pay nothing, it's a mekach toz entirely, or at least you don't pay 200, only 100. And what does she say? Mishar astani nanasti. It happened after. And tough luck on you. Nistapach sodei. And so the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar say, nemenes. She is believed. So why is she believed? The Gemara said there one pshat, because of a migui. And it's not a regular migri that she could have said something she definitely would be believed in. But rather, as Tosfos is masber there on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it's a taina ma'aliyasa. She could have tined it better. And if we say migri is a birur, the pshat would be, this proves she's saying she's honest. Why? If she was a liar, she could have lied better. Why? She could have said, mukas eitzanachi. A wood made this damage. Nobody raped me at all. And what would be the difference? She would be mutter l'kayin. Now she's admitting that she's asher to a kayin. So Rabbi Gamliel takes that migui with borei v'shema. Rabbi Yeshua does not take that migui with borei v'shema. Ain't in the matters. Now the Mishnah over here on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the first Mishnah in our Perek, says Umoy de Rabbi Yeshua, the same Rabbi Yeshua who doesn't hold of the migui on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, but ba'omer l'chaveroi, as the Mishnah there concludes. I am telling you this belonged to your father, this field. I bought it from him. Shehu Neman. That kind of a migui, Rabbi Yeshua would say he is believed. Why? Because how do I know that this belonged to his father? Only because Reuven comes over to Shimon and says to Shimon, this was your father. Shimon doesn't even know it's his father's. Reuven told it to him, but at the same time, Reuven says, I bought it. That's called Hapesha Aser, who Hapesha Yitter. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ve'im yesh edim shehu shalaviv, ve'hu oimer lekachtiv men einem. However, if there are edim that this belonged to his father, then if he says, I bought it, he's not Neman, because he has no more Pesha Aser, Pesha Yitter. Rashi tells us the definition, and we had this on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. The definition of Pesha Aser Pesha Yitter is Ein Shor Shachad Lefanecha. The ox is not shechted in front of you, which means Ein Shor Shachad means we have no independent knowledge of this. We only know it through you, and you yourself are saying that you bought it. So then that's Pesha Aser Pesha Yitter. If it would be Shor Shachad Lefanecha, the ox is slaughtered in front of you, that means that's a mushal, meaning if I know from Adam that this belonged to your father, then it's not a Pesha Aser. The Adam are saying it belonged to the father. So then you have no migui, you don't have any Pesha Aser. Rashi explains, as Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of the Perek, Rashi says that Pesha Aser Pesha Yitter is that the other one, Shimon, is not saying anything to Reuven. He's not Toiveya anything. He doesn't know of anything. Tosfos says that even if he's Toiveya, but if he doesn't bring Adam, he has no proof that it was his father's. It's tantamount as if he's coming with nothing. So you could still say, according to Tosfos, Pesha Aser or Pesha Yitter, if the other one is Teveya, but he's not Teveya with any proof. But let's go with Rashi Shita, that it's Ein Shor Shachad Lefanecha. We don't have any independent knowledge that belonged to his father, and he's not Teveya. Shimon is not being Teveya Reuven, but Reuven is admitting to Shimon. Frank the Gemara, the listening might of Rabbi Yeshua, Boimer Lechaveri, Sadezushal Chahaisa, Ulechatiyah Mimcha. Why do I have to make a complicated case? That it was your father's, go push it. Two people come together, and Reuven says to Shimon, you know what? This was your field, but I bought it from you. Why do we have to make a case with the father? As Rashi explains, since it's not Shor Shachad Lefanecha, since we don't have an independent knowledge, we only know it from Reuven. So what's the difference if Reuven says to Shimon it was your father's, or Reuven says to Shimon it was yours and I bought it? The Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboy Lemisni Seifa. Because if it was speaking about a case where it was yours, how would we learn the Seifa? We would have to be goyrus the following in the Seifa. Im yesh edim shehi shaloi. That's not what it says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says that im yesh edim shehi shaloviv. But if the case would be that I'm just saying it's your field and I'm not involving your father, I would have to be goyrus in the Mishnah. Im yesh edim shehi shaloi. If there were Adam that it was yours, and Reuven says, I bought it from Shimon, Ain and Neman, he's not Neman. So if you would be goyrus that in the Mishnah, we would have problems. Why? Hey Chidami, what's the case? We know that there's such a thing. You have a shtar, but people only keep a shtar for 3 years. So if somebody is there for 3 years and the other person was not ma'arer, he didn't protest that it's mine, then after 3 years, people are not required to hold on to their shtar. If someone sat for 3 years and no one protested, then there is nothing wrong with not having a shtar after 3 years. So the Gemara says, Idach l'shnei chazaka ma'alo mehemen. If Reuven, in our marshal, Reuven is the one who's admitting to Shimon that it's your field. If Reuven ate the 3 years of Chazak, he was there 3 years. Amai loy mamet. Why does the Mishnah say that if there's Edim, which means there's no Pesher Aser, he is not believed, he could still be believed, because he has 3 years of Chazak, even if he has no Shar. And if he didn't eat the 3 years, he wasn't there on the land 3 years, Pshitid loy mamet. Then we could say to him, where's your shtar? Up to 3 years, you're mechuyev to have a shtar. So I don't need the Mishnah, I don't need Rabbi Yeshua to tell me that if there's no aid, that if there's aid, he's not believed. Of course he's not believed. So that's why there's a problem with saying that Reuven's telling Shimon, I bought it from you. That's why we say, I bought it from your father. For Edi Gemara, if that's the problem, I could say the same thing about the father. If Reuven did not have 3 years, so why is he, if he had 3 years, why is he not believed? And if he didn't have 3 years, again, it's partial that he's not believed. So why is the case of the father better than the case of the son himself? So the Gemara says, no, it is better. If the case would be about the father, that this field belonged to your father, then the Mishnah would be telling us the Chiddush. It wouldn't be so pashut. Because I could give a case where even though Reuven was there 3 years, but once there's Edom and he has no Apesh Aser, even with 3 years he's not believed. Mashkachas law, you could find it. Kigoin. Sha'och l'shnai b'chai av. V'achas b'chai b'noi. He ate 2 years in the lifetime of the father. The father died. And then he ate in the lifetime of the son. Ukir Rav Huna. And like Rav Huna said, Dom Rav Huna, that a person cannot make a chazakah of 3 years that I was on someone on land, and I can claim it's my land, and I didn't keep my shtar. If the case is that it belonged to a cotton, and even if that cotton grew up, and Reuven was on the field for 10 years, much more than 3 years of a chazakah, it's still no chazakah. Because since you started out your chazaka at the time when Shimon was still a katan, your chazaka is no chazaka. Because a katan doesn't know what's going on with his father's affairs. He'll only know it when someone tells him. So maybe the reason he didn't protest all these years, he never found out till someone told him 10 years after the fact. So the halacha is, therefore, in our Mishnah, the Chiddush would be that if Reuven says to Shimon, this was your father's, and I bought it from you, if there's Edom, he's not believed, even if he was on the field for 3 years. If 2 of the years were by the father, and 1 was by the son who was a cotton, and we can't be machzeh b'nes a cotton, it doesn't count that year that was by the cotton. Frey the Gemara, if that's the only pshat that you could tell me in the Mishnah, why it had to say the case about the father, Rav Huna masnisin aslashminin. Is Rav Huna trying to tell me an off in a Mishnah? What are you saying this in the name of Rav Huna? That's our Mishnah. The Gemara gives 2 terutzim. E by the same Rav Huna, do you could masnisin cover? 1 pshat is the Rav Huna was saying something that's not openly written in the Mishnah. It's only deduced from the Mishnah because that's the only way we can understand the Mishnah. The Chiddush of Rav Huna is, of course it was 2 years when the father was alive, and 1 year when his son, the Katan, was there. Of course that's Pasha. That's what our Mishnah is saying. What the Chiddush of Rav Huna is, the last 2 words that he says, Afilu Higdal. Even if the son became a Gadol, and Reuven was a Muchsik on that land for 10 years, it doesn't matter. If it started out when he was a katan, he doesn't know about his father's affairs, and therefore he wasn't moich, and therefore your chazaka is not a chazaka. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. Freidi Gemara, still, you haven't answered my question. V'lisnai abididei, make the case about him and not the father. Make it simple. V'lukma, what will the case be? Goin, she'ach l'shtayim b'fonav, ach sh'lay b'fonav. That Reuven ate, and as Reuven was on the land 2 years when Shimon was there in the city, and 1 year when he was not there. He ran away. The Gemara said, and it's coming to tell you that such a chazaka is not a chazaka. That's the Chiddush, and I don't have to speak about the father. Frey the Gemara, Baruch Machmas Mai. What did the owner run away from? The Baruch Machmas Nefashis, if the authorities were out to get him, to kill him. So Pshita Deloy Mehemet. The Mishnah didn't have to tell me that Reuven is not believed because his chazaka is no chazaka because Shimon couldn't make a macha. Deloy Matzi Machi. The Baal, really, it belongs to Shimon. You're going to say, why weren't you Michael 3 years? I wasn't Michael because the authorities had a price on my head. They wanted to kill me. That's why I wasn't Michael. I didn't want them to find out where I am. So therefore, I couldn't be Michael. I couldn't be Michael. Your chazaka is no chazaka. So Pshita, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that. The Baruch Machmas Mammon, and if I ran away because of creditors, as Rashi in the third wide line at the bottom of the Amud says, Ela mitzakas hatsoyakim bo'ir, or others not say it's not the screamers, but the malvim. The malvim are screaming out, he ran away with our money, if that's why he ran away. He's not worried about his life. Then he boil el mechli. Then in fact we say, the onus is on you, you should have been moicha. And if you were not moicha, then the other person's chazaka is a chazaka. So the Mishnah Mamanavshah cannot be speaking about where he ran away. Because if he ran away, Machs Nefash is Pshita, that Reuven is not believed. And if he ran away, Machmas Mammon, he should have been Meicha. And if he wasn't Meicha, then the din, in fact, should be that he is Naaman. Not like the Mishnah says that Reuven is not Naaman. The Kaimalon, how do we know that you can make a Macha from far away? Macha Shalabifanov, how have you Macha? We hold that a Macha Shalabifanov is a Macha. This now we learned in a Mishnah. Sholish Aratz is a Chazaka. There are three lands concerning Chazaka. There are three parts of Eretz Yisrael that are treated like three separate countries. Yehud in the south, Ve'evar Yarden in the east of the Jordan, Vahagolol in the north. Hoyeb Yehuda Vesivigolol, the Mishnah says, that if he was in Yehuda, the owner, and the other person, Reuven, was machzik in Gol. Or the owner was in Gol of a hichzik, and Reuven was machzik b'Yehuda. Ein a chazaka. It's not considered a good chazaka, even if he's there for 3 years. Achi ima b'dina, unless he's in the same country, even if they're in two different cities. Then if Shimon wasn't Moicha, Reuven's chazaka is good. But from Yehuda to Golol, these three countries, Yehuda, Ever, Yard, and Gol, if he's Moicha in one, if he's in one, the ball's in one, and the person sitting on the land is in the other, the macha can't be effective, and if the macha can't be effective, the chazaka is not effective. Because the chazaka is only effective if the macha would be effective, and he didn't do the macha. Vavinim bo, and we had a question here. Mike Sover, what does this Tana hold? Ikisover macha shalom in front of Havi macha, if he holds that you can make a long distance macha. And if you don't make the macha, the chazaka is good. Afilib Yudin Gol Nami. It should also be a good chazaka in Yudin Gol. Why is it saying the Mishnah it's not a good chazaka? Vika sovereign macha shalab in front of law. Yavi macha. And if you're going to say that along this macha is not good, so why do we say that it's only not a good chazaka in Yehudin Gol? Even in Yehud itself, two cities in Yehuda, if I didn't make a chazaka, a macha, I couldn't make a macha. Macha shalab in front of is not a valid macha. So if it's not a valid macha, then I'm not going to be able to reach you. You're not going to hear about it. If you're not going to hear about it, then even in the same country, in two different cities, your chazaka should not be a chazaka because I couldn't make a valid macha. I feel Yehuda Nami Loy. It shouldn't be a good chazaka. The Gemara answers on Rav Abamar Mamel, Loilim Kasavar, this Tana holds Machoshtab in front of Avi Macho, as Rashi explains, because we have a concept, Chavra Chavra Islay, that if I tell something to one person, he'll tell it to another person, and eventually my Macho in a far off country will reach the ears of the person who's sitting on the land. And if he's sitting on the land and he hears a Macho, why didn't you keep your shtar? So therefore, since my macha is valid, if I don't make a macha, and he was there 3 years without a macha, and then there's no tine on him if he didn't keep his shtar, so therefore it will be a good chazaka. So if it's two cities in the same country, there will say macha shalai b'fanav, and therefore if he wasn't macha, it is a good chazaka. Umas nisen b'shas cherem shanu. Armish is speaking at a time of hostility. At a time of hostility, there's no caravans going from one place to the other. So even if Chavra Chavra Islay, it's not going to reach the other country. So since it won't reach it, Machar Shav in front of Lo Yavi Machar, if it's Lo Yavi Machar, I couldn't do anything about it anyway. Therefore, your Chazak is not a good Chazak. Frey the Gemara, Umayshna Yudav Gol Denakit. If so, Why is, if it's a Shas Cherem, a time of hostility, and hostilities, and people are not going from one place to the other, then even two cities in Yehuda, or two cities in Galil, we should say, Shas Cherem, da machar shal b'fonav, lo yavi machar, and if so, your chazaka is no chazaka. Why do we say it's only not a chazaka from Yehuda to Galil? It should not be a chazaka in two cities in the same country, because I couldn't have made a machar, Shas Cherem. Answers the Gemara as we go to the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Stam Yehuda v'Galil kishas Cherem Damu. Yehuda and Galil were always normally like a time of Cherem. There were no caravans going from one to the other. So my protest in Yehuda will not reach Galil. So therefore, only in Yehuda and Galil is it considered that Machor Shem in front of Lo Yavi Machor, and therefore your Chazaka is not a Chazaka. However, two cities in Yehuda or two cities in Galil, there it will reach you if I'm Moicha through Chavr Chavr Yisleh, and if I wasn't Moicha, then in fact it is a Chazaka. So in our Mishnah, where we want to say he ran away, if he ran away because of Mammon, the Gemara is saying that why does it say Reuven is not believed? He should be believed with his chazak of 3 years. Because since Machor Shloi Befon of Havi Machor except in Yehud and Galil, therefore if I wasn't Moiche, you should have a good chazak of Reuven. So therefore the Mishnah couldn't be speaking about Didei, it had to be speaking about his father, and 2 years with the father and 1 year with the cotton, and that's why the 3 years are no chazaka. But if we'll be speaking about the day, memanishach, if he ran away from nefashas, it's pshita that it's not a chazaka. And if he ran away from mammon, the din should be it is a good chazaka because machah shalai b'fanav, have ye chazaka, machah, and if it's machah and I wasn't maicha, your chazaka would be valid, and the Mishnah says it's not valid.